they made some television movies and had somebody portray my dad in the movies. Well, in one particular that I saw, this fellow was cursing real bad. And my dad wouldn't curse in front of a woman at all. So it was, it discouraged me and disappointed in the way it was put to the people. I don't blame the people for not believing what they see, because they didn't portray the truth. And I'm sorry that they couldn't really publish the exact truth. Because like I said, my dad gave his word to the Air Force. Now, this was right after the war, and I had a brother in the Army, and I was in the Navy, and my dad was, he was pretty patriotic. And he gave his word to the Air Force that he wouldn't say anything about what he had found or anything about it. And he died and took it to his grave. He never did really tell me very much. Some. But he also knew that I had found some little pieces, because he saw them when I brought them in. And he said, yeah, that's from the thing I found. I said, well, I thought so. And I asked him, I said, well, what should I do with them? He said, you do just whatever you want to. And I did. Well, I've seen thousands of weather balloons. And it was not a weather balloon. And my dad told me that much. He said it was not a weather balloon. And the Air Force passed it off as such. What the Air Force was trying to avert was panic of the people.